With Australian Federal Police raids on journalists at News Limited and the ABC, many crossbench senators are looking at an inquiry or reform to protect press freedoms. Centre Alliance's Senator Rex Patrick is at the forefront of the push for reform following his own brush with the heavy hand of Peter Dutton's Homeland Security Department. News executive producer at Bay FM Mia Armitage asked Senator Patrick what sort of reforms could be put to the Senate.
There has been talk in the wake of these raids of an inquiry into what exactly happened, and indeed a Centre Alliance would support such an inquiry. There are many questions that need to be asked. We need to understand why the AFP took the particular course of action that they did. Why didn't they seek to use journalist information warrants? When they took the decision to raid both the ABC and News Corp, did they seek legal advice? Did they consider public interest defences? What did they present to the registrar at the Queanbeyan courts in terms of their reasoning behind the need for the raids? What sort of questions did the registrar offer? There are a number of different questions that we need to ask and get to the bottom of because most people are very concerned about what has happened.
Is there much support from other senators apart from the Greens and Centre Alliance on the proposal for an inquiry?
I'm pretty sure that the Labor Party are supporting the idea of an inquiry, as are the Greens. That means that at the very least, with Centre Alliance support, we need another two crossbenchers, either Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts, or alternatively Jackie Lambie and Corey Bernardi. So I'm not entirely sure as to whether or not the inquiry would get up. However, I note that Matthias Bormann, the leader of the government in the Senate, has indicated there may well be coalition support for such an inquiry, in which case we would have the numbers to make the whole thing go ahead.
Of course, all of this news as far as the media in Australia being investigated by the authorities takes place as Julian Assange over in London faces the extradition request from the United States. Now, do you see any comparison there between the treatment that Julian Assange has received from judicial systems throughout democratic states in the world and journalists here in Australia?
There is a common thread between what's happened with Julian Assange and what's happened here in Australia in respect of the AFP raids, and that is an attack on freedom of the press, the ability for journalists to expose questionable conduct by governments, and to that extent there's commonality.
Journalists aren't the only ones criticised for asking questions of the government. Just recently, Senator Patrick, you've had some interesting encounters with both the Minister of Home Affairs, Peter Dutton, and his departmental secretary, Mike Pezzullo. Could you tell us in your own words what's happened?
In my press release, I basically stated that I didn't think Minister Dutton and Mr. Pezzullo welcomed media scrutiny. I did so on the basis of the past track records of the department, and the minister, as the person responsible to the parliament for the activities of the Department of Home Affairs. Back last year, they introduced legislation into the parliament. It was foreign interference and espionage laws that sought to criminalise the reporting of national security information, providing no protection at all to journalists. I struggle with the idea that we have a fully functioning government department responsible for security, and having them generate laws, or at least being complicit in the generation of proposed laws, that would not provide a protection to journalists, and I cannot understand how that happens. In that context, and noting that many of the investigations that are going on at the moment are investigations relating to the revelation of misconduct or questionable activity by Australian government officials, we need to make sure that we have journalists that are able to report on those sorts of things. And the bill that they presented to Parliament last year seemed to reject that proposition.
And so you have come out and said that you think the Minister for Home Affairs and the Secretary of Home Affairs don't like media scrutiny. Then you got a phone call, a personal phone call from the Secretary of Home Affairs, Mike Pezzullo. And what did he say in that phone call?
The Secretary raised a concern concern with me about my media release, suggesting that it had an element of slander to it. He very quickly then said that he wouldn't press that issue, went on to suggest also that as a senator, I have a platform upon which to make commentary, and he as the secretary doesn't. He then raised some issues about Annika Smethurst's reporting, which was one of the reports that led to the raid that took place last week. He was polite all the way through the conversation, but I had to try and analyse what the purpose of the call was, and all I could really deduct from what he had said was that he simply didn't want me to make adverse commentary about him and or his department. As a senator, it is my constitutional duty to call out anything that I'm unhappy with in terms of the performance of government, and in that respect I think his call was inappropriate. The Prime Minister has now talked with Minister Dutton, and my understanding is that Mr Pezzullo has been counselled, and from my perspective the matter has now come to conclusion.
Well, Mr Dutton has been quoted in the ABC today as saying that you are someone who seeks to misrepresent the views of the Secretary. So does that sound like a resolution to you, or do you think that that's something you need to respond to?
I don't think that Mr Dutton's comments are helpful. Nonetheless, I live in a world of argy-bargy. That is the political space, and I don't shy away from any criticism myself.
Central Alliance Senator Rex Patrick there, speaking with News Executive Producer at Bay FM, Mia Armitage.